In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I was thinking of today about Pentecost. They were together in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. One accord in one place. The unity of their prayer allowed the Spirit to come in power. If there was no Pentecost, we would have no church. If there was no Pentecost, we would not have sacraments. If there was no Pentecost, we wouldn't have no Word of God, because the Word of God has to be opened to the power of the Holy Spirit. I think of Pentecost as something so necessary in the church, so necessary in our lives. But you know what? Spell it. P-E-N-T-E-C-O-S-T. There's a cost in Pentecost. Oh, yes. There's a cost in Pentecost. The church is in need of the Holy Spirit. I am in need of the Holy Spirit. Just yesterday, Father Joseph preached, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Oh, yes. When things go hard, we kind of say, well, you know, I'm not looking to Jesus anymore. Don't give up. No matter what's happening in your life today, don't give up. Don't quit. Don't quit. I tell you, I've been on the radio, by God's grace, 37 years, and I want you to know many times I've come to the microphone just saying, Lord, I have no words to give them. And inspiration followed. Don't give up. Don't quit. Give yourself to Jesus. Today in the prayer that we had, the scripture, we pray the Psalms, but the antiphon of the Psalm was, surrender to God, and He will do everything for you. Have you surrendered to Jesus Christ? Have you surrendered to the Father? Have you surrendered to the Holy Spirit? Things happen when the Holy Spirit comes. When the day of Pentecost had come, this is 50 days after the Passover, they were all together in one place. But not only in one place, they were all together in one accord. And suddenly from heaven, there came a sound like a rushing violent wind that filled the entire house. How we need that wind, that Spirit, that Holy Spirit. How we need Him. They were filled, the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. All of them. Oh, yes. You've got to be where the Spirit is pouring out. You've got to be where the Spirit is pouring out. Oh, yes. You've got to be there with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now, there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven, living in Jerusalem at the time. What is this? Why are all these Jews here to celebrate the gift of Pentecost, the giving of the law? And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in their native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And now is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native tongue? We are Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and other parts of Libya, belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome. Both Jews and proselytes, those studied for being a Jew, Cretans, and Arabs, in our own languages, we heard them speaking about God's deeds. What do you think God's deeds is? Jesus Christ, he has died for you. He was buried for you. And he rose from the dead for you. Oh, yes. These deeds were being proclaimed. All were amazed and perplexed, saying one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine, I tell you." Some heard the native language, and others heard, "No, they are filled with new wine," or they were, with the new wine of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, how we need the new wine of the Holy Spirit. Oh, it's not liquid, but it's real. I remember little Carrie one day at the Holy Rosary was so filled with the Holy Spirit and so filled with the new wine that she walked out of the church and she was shaking with glory and joy. I'll never forget it. But she was filled with the Holy Spirit. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these men are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. The bar rooms aren't open. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel." What I'm going to be speaking about the prophet Joel, we need this Joel prophecy in 2021. We need the Joel prophecy in 2021. We need it. The church needs it. I need it. In the last days, it will be God declares that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Oh God, how we need that you would pour out your spirit upon all flesh, upon our church, upon everything that we put our hands to. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. How we need the prophetic word that comes from the throne of God. How we need that prophetic word. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. I tell you, we need to see visions. We need to dream dreams. Oh, yes, God speaks to us through the Bible, but he also speaks while we're sleeping, if you can interpret some of the things. I'll never forget, I had a glimpse at someone that I knew, and he was making his mind whether to be married or to be a priest. And in the dream, he saw a key opening a door. I said, "You're going to be married." And married he is. He was not called to the priesthood. "Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day," before he comes in glory. For he comes in glory. "The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon red into blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day." Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. We need you to come. But before you come, Lord Jesus, let there be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that has never been seen. Oh, you gave me a word once, and the word was, there was going to be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that we never have seen. How I need that outpouring. How you need that outpouring. How we all need that outpouring. Yes, then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. What's his name? Yeshua, Jesus. Do you call on his name? Or do you swear with this name? God wants you to know you need to call on the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is the name above all names. The name of Jesus brings peace to people that have no peace. The name of Jesus is holy, the holy name of Jesus. We need the name of Jesus. You that are Israelites, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with deeds of power and wonders and signs. Oh, yes, he opened the eyes of blind Bartimaeus. He raised from the dead Lazarus. Oh, yes, the woman with the issue of blood, he healed. Oh, yes, let me tell you this. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means he should be doing these things just the way he did them before. But you know what? Our faith is lacking. Our faith in the Holy Spirit is lacking. We say, well, you know what? I don't think that God wants me to do miracles. I don't think. I know God wants us to do miracles and to give all the glory to Jesus. I know that's true. I know how the people of God need to see miracles. How the people of God need to see miracles. We are in a transition. The whole world is going down into the tubes, and we need that the Holy Spirit would do something mighty for the people of God, and signs that God did through him among you, as you yourselves know. This man handed over to you according to the definite plans and foreknowledge of God. God knew that Jesus was going to be crucified. Jesus was the only one born who was going to die. Born to die. This definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of those outside the law, the Romans. But God raised him up, having freed him from death. Hallelujah. Because it was impossible for him to be held in the power of death. Why? Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's the life. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me. For he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Are you easily shaken? Are you thinking I'm going to quit? Are you thinking that I'm going to give up? No. You need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit to continue. Oh, yes. Same with me. I'm not thinking about quitting. I'm thinking about preaching. I'm thinking about the fire of God. I'm thinking about what we need in this year, 2021. We need the outpouring of the Spirit. We need the fire of God. We need everything that God wants to give us. We need to see signs and wonders and miracles. I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will live in hope, for you will not abandon my soul to Hades, nor let your Holy One experience corruption. In the Holy Land, corruption of the body begins on the fourth day. Jesus was raised on the third day. His body was not corrupt. His body was risen. Hallelujah. Where would we be without the risen Christ? Where would we be without the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ? Where would we be? I'll tell you where I am now. I want Pentecost. I want God to give us a new outpouring of the Spirit so that people will be saved, so that people will walk in holiness, that people will prophesy, people would have dreams and visions. But you say, no one else is preaching this. I am, and I'm preaching what the Word of God says. It's not my gift that preaches this. This is what the Word of God says. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Oh, how we need the presence of God. How we need the presence of God. The Old Testament man and woman cried when they did not have the presence of God. Oh, how we need the presence of God, that Jesus would come with his holy presence and do what only the Holy Spirit can do. Fellow Israelites, I may say to you confidentially of our ancestor David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us today, right across the street from the upper room when Pentecost took place. Since he was a prophet, he knew that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would put one of his descendants on his throne. Foreseeing this, David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, saying, he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh experience corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that all of us are witnesses, being therefore exalted at the right hand of God. Jesus Christ is at the right hand of the Father now. Oh, yes. This Jesus God raised up, and of that all of us are witnesses of the resurrection, being therefore exalted at his right hand, the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit. We remember Jesus in the fourth chapter of Luke, the Spirit of God is upon me, for he has rested upon me to open the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf, and to proclaim a year of Jubilee. Oh, yes, the Spirit of God was upon Jesus at every moment of his life. The Spirit of God, I need the Holy Spirit. What about you? You need the Holy Spirit. We're desperate without the Holy Spirit. We need revival. There is no revival without repentance, and there is no revival without the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you both see and hear. Oh, yes, for David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. The Father said to the Son, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Oh, yes. Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Messiah. Don't quit. Don't give up. Go straight. Go straight. You know what St. Paul said? One thing I do not look what lies behind me, but I look at Jesus who lies in front of me. You see, if Paul looked at what lies behind him, he would see him killing Christians. Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified. I crucified him by my sins. You crucified him by your sins. But you know what? God says mercy. God says mercy. How we need the mercy of God. God says mercy. You might have killed my son, but I forgive you. I want to pour upon you mercy, mercy, mercy. And if you're a great sinner, you are not only in need of mercy, but mercy wants to come to you and change you by the grace of God. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart. Why were they cut to the heart? Because the gospel was being preached. And they said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Oh, yes, we need to repent. We need to repent. I believe in miracles. I believe in signs and wonders. But we need to repent for our sins. If you want revival, you need to repent. Oh, yes, the church needs to repent. Father Tom needs to repent. What do we need to repent of? That we wanted to be in control. No, I don't want to be in control. Nothing happens when I'm in control. Jesus happens when I'm not in control, because he holds me in the palm of his hands, and he holds you in the palm of his hands. For the promise is to you, the promise of the Holy Spirit is to you, your children, and for all those who are far away, that's us. The promise of the Holy Spirit is to the people he's talking to their children, and to those far away. That's us. How God wants to pour out upon us the gift of his Holy Spirit. Everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him, and he testified with many other arguments and exhorted them, saying, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation," so that those who welcomed his message were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 persons, 3,000 men really, were added. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of the bread, the Eucharist, and to the prayers. Oh, yes, we need to devote ourselves to the apostles' teaching, the gospel. St. Paul, teaching and fellowship, we need to be with each other in the breaking of bread, the Eucharist, and prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. Jesus said, "You shall do signs like this and greater signs than me, because I go to the Father." And all who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and their goods and distribute the proceeds to all as they had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home, Eucharist, and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all people. And the day came that the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Only in the Holy Spirit does salvation come. Only in the Holy Spirit does healing come. Only in the Holy Spirit do miracles come. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same. All power and all authority has been given to him and now given to the church. Now we need to use that authority. We need to use that power. If not, just what happens? We're in control. God said, "You surrender, and I will do all things for you." The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Oh, yes, you need the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, I need the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, come. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.